Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. Chilly mornings and crisp days make for beautiful fall weather in the garden. You can make reservations at southcoastbotanicgarden.org. Please keep in mind, if you're not yet fully vaccinated, the CDC recommends you wear a face mask while in public. This is one time of year in the garden when it seems that the seasons can get their wires crossed up a bit. While many plants have seed pods hanging, others are just bursting up from the earth with new life, like the paper whites along the side entry path into the children's garden. These wonderful stark white blooms are frequently available for the holidays by forcing the bulbs. However, with a bit of rain and not too cold of weather, you can see a whole army of shoots and the beginning of blooms coming along the children's garden. Paper whites are one strongly scented flower. While many of the plants are getting winter pruning, the lovely Mexican bush marigold with its bright yellow daisy-like flowers is still blooming like mad. This drought-tolerant plant responds well to strong pruning and will come back healthier for it. If you would like a bigger bloom, just take a look at the Mexican tree marigold in the garden in front of Dottie's. Its 5-inch bright yellow flowers are still reaching 12 to 15 feet in the air. Once there's a solid freeze, the whole plant will die back, but not to worry. This is one hardy daisy, and it returns each springtime. As you walk out the paved road toward the cactus collection, take a quick turn up the road to the Native California collection. While many of the plants are just waiting for a bit more rain to come out, the blue potato bush at the back of the pathway is blooming away happily. In our warm climate, this bush is considered an evergreen and will bloom pretty much year-round. While it doesn't need to be pruned, it does respond well to pruning and can be left as a mounding bush or shaped into a small tree. Moving back down the path and along into the aloe garden, you'll notice that the sea squills are sprouting up again. Interestingly, these plants send up the fountain of leaves from a large bulb now, and when the leaves die down after the springtime, the tall flower spire sprouts up from the bulb. This particular bulb grows in rocky Mediterranean regions and areas with poor soil where the bulbs are somewhat exposed above ground. Now, because it has a very bitter taste, it's not eaten by any critters except rats. The interesting thing is that it is only poisonous to rats and has been used for centuries as a natural rat poison. At the back of the aloe collection is a really stunning variegated or striped candelabra aloe that is just beginning to bloom. If you walk through the Bohannon Rose Garden, you'll notice that we are sort of at the end of the rose garden season. However, there are still some lovely roses to be enjoyed. If you walk down the main walkway to the pergola at the back, take a look at the riot of roses that form the first layer of walkway borders. The Love Song Rose is a really beautiful pinky, almost lavender color. Just past it, toward the cactus collection, is Gemini, a two-tone rose that has a light, sweet scent. And if you want to smell one of the strongest rose scents, move along the walkway to the Grand Dame Rose. It's a solid pink rose that smells like rose heaven. Just behind the rose garden in the Garden of the Senses, see the Karukuni bush. This bush is really a smallish tree with a fairly neat growth pattern and tiny little blooms that are pollinated by insects. The insects attract birds that feed on those insects. This plant is from South Africa. Walking around Tram Road to Lakeview Road, head down Lakeview a few trees and look behind the magnolia trees on the right, and you will find the date plum has ripe fruit right now. This tree is a member of the persimmon family, but the fruit of this tree, though small, is said to taste like a cross between a date and a plum. We hope you enjoyed your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.